Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 29th of May, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that happened over the weekend. And we got it for you now in less than 5 minutes. Well, Sonos is a little bit happier on this Monday, a little bit richer too. That's because jurors found that Google products actually infringed on one of Sonos' smart speaker patents. And by doing so, Google's been ordered to pay Sonos $32.5 million. The jury, which issued the verdict in a San Francisco courtroom last Friday, found that Google's smart speakers and their media players infringed on one of two Sonos patents at issue. The legal battle? Yeah, it's been going on for a little while though. Starting way back in the pandemic year of 2020. It's also been pretty much a cat and mouse game of who's gonna sue who, too. Last August, Google sued Sonos over allegations that the audio company infringed on Google's smart speakers and voice control technology. And hell, we're only halfway through this year, so we'll just sit back and wait for the next lawsuit between these two. Who's next? All right, Apple people out there, love your My Photo Stream service? Love that it's free also? Well, that's going away on July 26. Yep, that's right, Apple's planning on to shut down its My Photo Stream service in less than a couple of months from now. Again, this was announced last Friday and has actually been available since the release of iCloud way back in 2011. Now, you could use My Photo Stream to upload the last 30 days of images and videos. And that would be from any of your Apple devices that are connected to iCloud. Obviously, probably the reason for getting rid of it, My Photo Stream predates iCloud Photos. So this is probably Apple just tidying things up. Now, according to Apple, the My Photo Stream will stop automatically uploading photos to the company's servers on June 26. Your photos and videos will remain on iCloud for 30 days until the official shutdown on July 26. And finally, solar power. It's a wonderful thing, ain't it? Although getting the power has been pretty much the same since it was invented. Well, Japan might be ready to change that, as in actually beaming some power from space. Yes, Japan and the country's space administration, that would be JAXA, have spent many decades trying to make it possible to actually beam solar energy from space. Who knew? In 2015, they actually made a breakthrough, in case you forgot about that. That's when scientists successfully beamed 1.8 kilowatts of power. Yes, 1.8 kilowatts. Enough energy to power your electric kettle. And it doesn't really seem like much. But they were able to do that more than 50 meters to a wireless receiver. Now they're on to bigger and better things. A professor over at the Kyoto University, whose name I'm not about to pronounce, because I don't really want to be sued, has been based on the project of solar energy since 2009, and will now attempt to deploy a series of small satellites in orbit that, as you guessed it, beam some solar energy back down here to Earth. Now, if Japan is actually successful and deploys a set of orbital solar arrays, we might actually be close to fact than just science fiction. However, though, it's going to cost a lot of money to generate that 1 gigawatt of power that's needed. About $7 billion. Yep, you heard that correctly. They're just waiting on a little bit of funding. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. If you love the new show, we really could use your support. It's by your generosity each and every month that we're able to do this show. So please head to patreon.com/BTN News. And for a minimum of $5 a month, you get exclusive access to the weekend edition of the new show. Don't forget to check out the British Tech Network, the home of the new show, as well as the Mac Show and the Big Show 2, britishtechnetwork.com. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And pop on by and join our community today at the Slack Room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show back for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will go on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.